Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm really glad that we've got some stuff coming up for you right now, folks. I really think is something that's important to talk about, important for you to hear, important for you to understand. And we're going to be talking about banking. We're going to be talking about we're going to get some truth out about how to do business with your bank, what kind of banks you should do business with, what are the different kinds of banks. There's been a lot of news lately about banks in trouble, the IndyMac failure out in California, et cetera, et cetera. And I think it's important that we differentiate between the banks that almost all of us do business with. And a bank like IndyMac, it's like night and day. It's like the difference between lightning and lightning bug. And the idea that a bank like IndyMac would be compared to the bank that you do business with on around the corner down the block from you is ridiculous. And so I've asked some folks to join us. And up first, we've got our new friend, Terry Jordy. Terry is a banking leader, ladies and gentlemen. She's an executive in the banking industry. She is a president and CEO of Country Bank USA in Cando, North Dakota, Heartland America. She's also a leader in the National Organization of Independent Business, the ICBA, Independent Community Bankers of America. She is past chairman of that group, an organization you've heard me mention on this show before. And so I want to get her in here to get her to help us with this. Terry, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you here. And Terry, you and I have a mutual friend in Mike Menzies, who's been a longtime member of my Brain Trust. My audience knows him very well. So you come well recommended by him. And I'm glad you're spending some time with us today.
Well, thank you. He's a very good friend of mine, too, and he's actually next year's incoming chairman of the Independent Community Bankers of America.
Absolutely. And I won't say some big shoes to fill, because I know you've just left there, but I'm going to say he's got some pretty shoes to fill. How about that?
Well, thank you.
Terry, let me tell you something that happened this week that just really got me upset. I was watching Fox News, and I've already told this story to you before this week, but I want to tell it again. I was watching one of the Fox channels, and some interviewer, she doesn't really know what she's talking about. She was just an interviewer, interviewed Robert Kiyosaki, who's the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, who apparently fancies himself as a banking expert. And I was very disappointed in his comments, because they were commenting on, you know, the failure of Countrywide and the people out there trying to get their money out of the bank, and they were basically she asked him, well, how do we know if our bank is okay? And he said, well, I think anybody who puts savings in a bank is crazy. They ought to be buying gold and silver, like your grandmother Terry is going to buy gold and silver, right? Anyway, it was ridiculous. And then he said, well, if you got to put your money somewhere, basically, he said, I'd put it in one of the big national banks. And I thought, well, you mean the ones who are having to recapitalize with foreign money? You mean those guys? And then she said, to wrap up his comment, she said, so don't put your money in a regional or a local bank. And I went ballistic. When she said that, I almost started screaming, because that is such a misinformed, irresponsible thing to say. And I just said, I've got to get my independent community bank folks on the show to explain that the difference between a bank like IndyMac and your bank there in North Dakota, Terry, is like the difference between lightning and lightning bug.
Well, and we certainly think that the community banking industry is kind of like mom and pop and American pie.
It's, absolutely.
We're here because of our communities, and without our communities, we wouldn't survive, and our communities wouldn't survive without the local resource of
their
community bank. But, Jim, people just need to calm down and get the facts, and really the best source of facts is to go into your community bank and talk to the new accounts person or the personal banker, because they have a whole wealth of information that they can provide to people to tell them how they, if they are fully insured under the FDIC coverage, and if not, how they can get insured. There's so much misinformation out there. Like you mentioned, one of our ICBA staffers out in Washington had a reporter and a Hill staffer ask them recently if loans were covered by FDIC insurance, and if not, why not? You know, I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Nobody is even thinking through. They're just panicking, and they're throwing this information out. And
well, exactly. And hold on to that thought. Terry, we're going to be right back, folks. More to come with Terry Jordy. She's past chairman of the ICBA and president and CEO of Country Bank USA in Cando, North Dakota. It's 20 till. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out using your advantage. We built them for you. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out, use our stuff, which I think will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the main website. And then the knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz. Terry Jordy. Am I saying that right, Terry Jordy?
That's correct, yep. And
Terry Jordy.
And it's Can-Do, North Dakota. You can do better in North Dakota.
How could I have missed that? How could I have missed that? It's not Can-Do, it's Can-Do, by golly.
Can-Do, yes.
That's, you know, where else would you have Can-Do except in North Dakota, right?
That's right.
I like that. So it's she's president and CEO of Countrywide USA
Bank.
I'm sorry, Country. I'm sorry. You got me flustered here, Terry. You're right. I don't want to get those confused. Country Bank, ladies and gentlemen, all one word, Country Bank USA in Can-Do, North Dakota. And we're talking about the banking situation here. Are you there, Terry?
I am here.
There we go. All right, we're having a little telephone issues here. Okay, the thing is, let me tell you a little bit of my background with banks, Terry. Mm-hmm. If it weren't for an independent community bank, and my audience has heard me say this 1,000 times, because I'm going to say it 1,000 more times. If it weren't for an independent community bank, my independent community bank, Terry, I would not be talking to you today.
Really?
If my bank stood beside me, stood behind me, stood in front of me, carried me when I probably wouldn't have carried myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the kind of people independent community bankers are, ladies and gentlemen. And Terry, let me tell you what I did. In my second book, in the acknowledgments section of my second book, I thanked my independent community bank by name.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of an author thanking their bank?
I have not. No.
Well, I did it, and I'm very happy. And we sold thousands and thousands of copies of that book with my bank mentioned by name. And I'm telling you, that's how I feel, folks. That's the reason why I believe in independent community banks. If you want to get a slice of what I call what's the movie, the Jimmy Stewart movie, It's a Wonderful Life. If you want to get a slice of Bedford Falls Home Loan and Bank, whatever the name of the thing, go to an independent community bank. It's like that there.
Well, community banks are small businesses, you know, just like the people that listen to your show, Jim. And, you know, oftentimes the president and the top management of the community bank, along with their directors, they're major owners of the bank as well.
They're entrepreneurs. They started a bank from scratch.
And they're going to do everything in their power to make sure that they don't lose the bank, including, you know, conservative lending. They build relationships with their customers, and those relationships last over many years. And therefore, they're able to really be there for the customer when they need.
But independent community banks are not the kind of banks that take these that take these big, wild, risky loan portfolios. You're investing in the community, right there in the community, aren't you?
Absolutely. If our bank fails, we're the last to get paid. We're behind the FDIC. It's our retirement. It's our future. It's really everything. Our community depends on it.
Let's get Paul Mirsky in here. Paul is chief economist for the ICBA, the Independent Community Bankers of America. Paul, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
It's good to have you here. We've had Terry has been doing a good job of talking to us about independent community banks. And Paul, as you may know, I'm one of the reasons you're here. There's many reasons, but one of them is because of all the misinformation that's been going on recently about about banking and people getting nervous about whether their bank is solid or not. And the truth is that the percentage of banks that are failing or that might fail is minuscule compared to all the ones that are very solid. And most independent community banks are very solid.
Well, that's an excellent point, Jim, because most people don't realize that there are more than 8,500 banks around the country. And even in these difficult economic times, we've only had 5 bank failures in the country this year, including the one, the large bank, IndyMac.
So IndyMac.
To put it in perspective, that's less than 0.5%, and this is, extreme difficult time. So the chances of your bank failing is remote. People have a lot of other things to worry about, inflation, gasoline prices, employment, but their bank failing is not something that people should be worrying about right now.
Well, and Terry, the one of the things I think is if you especially if you deal with an independent community bank, you kind of have a pretty good idea about what kind of business they're doing. You know whether they're what kind of loans they're making pretty much. I mean, you have an idea about the kind of business because you know other people they're doing business with, and you can tell whether they're making good business decisions or not.
Oh, absolutely. If you're in a bank and you've been working with the same loan officer for 10 years, you know that there's some stability within that bank. If all of a sudden, all the staff is turning over and there's, lots of men and women in dark suits with briefcases, you maybe better get a little bit concerned. But I don't think that very many people run into that in their banks. This is basically a relationship business, and, the customers have had relationships with their loan officers and with their bank presidents for years and years. And you're right. They just know that things are strong and stable.
Well, Paul, one of the things that you weren't here when I talked about this earlier, about a lot of the media these days is the television media is putting out a lot of misinformation. They're getting people excited and hysterical about this IndyMac bank failure, and therefore what about your own bank, and it's making people get nervous. What are some things I'd like for you and Terry to talk to us about, some things that we can do. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to get you to talk to us about some things that depositors can do to make sure that they're comfortable with their deposits in their bank. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Terry Jordy. She is with Country Bank USA in Candu, North Dakota. She's president and CEO there, former chairman, past chairman of the ICBA, Independent Community Bankers of America. We're also visiting with the chief economist of the ICBA, Paul Mirsky. And Paul, your website is icba.org, right?
That's correct.
That's where people can go and find a member independent community bank in their area, right?
That is correct.
And Terry, give us your website, please, for your bank.
www.countrybankusa.com.
CountryBankUSA.com in Candu, North Dakota. I like
right.
saying that. I'll have to get you back on so I can say that some more, Terry. Terry, there's a lot of misinformation about people worrying about if they got more than $100,000 in a bank, worried about whether that money's okay. Tell us about let's straighten us out on all that.
Okay, well, first of all, you have to make sure that your bank is FDIC insured, but we're required by law to post that at every teller window, every web page.
Who hasn't seen that all over the place in their bank?
Yes, so you'll know right away. You look for that FDIC sign, and so you know that you have an FDIC insured bank. From there, then, if you have more than $100,000, the media has been saying, if you have more than $100,000, get it out of there. Nothing could be further from
the truth. That's hogwash.
Yes, there are many ways to structure accounts where you can have more than 100,000 coverage. For example, if you are a married couple with three children, you could have, and say your name is John and Mary Doe. Okay, you can have John Doe can have a single account with 100,000 in it. Mary Doe can have a single account with 100,000 in it. John and Mary Doe can have a joint account with 200,000 in it. John Doe could have a payable on death account to Mary Doe for 100,000. Mary Doe can have a payable on death to John Doe for 100,000.
And on and on.
And one more, John and Mary Doe can have payable on death to their three children, which gives them 600,000. So
and they can be signatories to each one of those, so
absolutely,
that they still both have the same access.
Absolutely. And that gives them 1.2 million and it goes on from there. If they have grandchildren, siblings, parents,
right.
You know, you can have really an unlimited amount, but your banker knows all those rules and can advise
right.
you on that.
Just ask your banker. And, folks, if you work with an independent community bank, they probably already told you all this stuff. But what about a business account, Terry, quickly? What if I've got more money in my operating account, in my business operating account than $100,000?
Okay, well, first of all, a business account, if it's a corporation or partnership, is insured separately from a personal account.
Right.
But you are limited to $100,000 of FDIC insurance on a business account.
Mm-hmm.
But there are ways, if you're concerned about being above that limit, there are ways where a bank can provide you with some additional collateral through repurchase agreements. Sometimes excess deposit insurance is available
mm-hmm.
for purchase. But again, business owners are a little bit more savvy. They,
right.
You know, they know their bank, they know their loan officer, and like I said, if their loan officers are changing every, couple of weeks, they're probably not going to be staying there anyway. So they're going to be first to recognize any problems.
Paul, the banks that get in trouble are the ones that have gotten involved so heavily with construction of ill-advised real estate. They've gotten involved with mortgages, and most independent community banks, if they do mortgages, they sell them upstream. They get them collateralized, and they're very cautious about the construction loans that they make.
Well, that's right, Jim. Community banks are common sense lenders. They don't make the exotic loans that we've heard so much about, the troubled loans on Wall Street. There's a big difference between banks on Wall Street and your community banks on Main Street. They're common sense lenders. They haven't got caught up in the subprime lending. They're in great shape. You know, I worry about people having money in their stock market accounts these
right.
days, because if you look at the stock market, you've lost 15% to 25% over the past year, whereas not 1 cent in FDIC-insured deposits have been lost. And
right.
also, you've earned interest on your accounts at the community bank. So folks are much better off with their money safe and sound in the community bank, FDIC-insured, earning interest. Retirement accounts are covered up to $250,000. So this fueling the flames by the media of a couple bank failures is way blown out of proportion, and your money is safe and sound in your community bank.
Well said, Paul. That's ICBA.org. Terry Jordy from CanDo, North Dakota. I'm going to give you the last word.
Well, I would just also refer people, if they're concerned or they want to check to see if their accounts are insured, to the FDIC's website, and that's FDIC.gov. And there's something that bankers use on that site, too. We call it Ask ED. It's called the Electronic Deposit Insurance Estimator.
Right.
You can go in there also and find out a lot of information. But
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terry. I enjoyed having you here. We'll get you back again another time. Hey, Paul, good job today. See you next time.
Thank you.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.